Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Good morning.
Morning to you. How are you?
I'm awfully well. But listen, we missed you again here.
I know.
You come in under cover of darkness, you do your work and you get out of Dodge so quickly, it's ridiculous.
I'm a phantom.
You are a bit of a phantom, in fairness. Did you get to walk around and do the American tourist thing?
I did. We were in the Liberties area and it was just, you know, it's just beautiful. And we walked around and went to, oh my gosh, what was that church, Chris?
The name Christchurch.
We were right next, St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's Cathedral,
very old church with the beautiful courtyard and the grounds. And
beautiful.
So it was just a quick but a lovely visit.
I know. You didn't do the Guinness thing, did you? People often go for a Guinness when they're here.
You know, no. I didn't because I was a bit jet-lagged and I thought I would be face down in the bean dip.
You would have been face down. You would have been rubbish on stage, potentially.
And that would have been...
You literally would have been looking for the thread, he said, linking into the...
Well played, Marty.
I'm trying to just get us back on track. But listen, let's talk to me about Corinne Polwart and Julie Fallis. How did that happen? Yes. How did you decide that not enough for Mary Chapin, we better get two other ones in here as well? How did that happen?
Well, it was, you know, during COVID, we all had a lot of time on our hands to sit at home and kind of ruminate on the past and the present and the future. And I just decided that, you know, time was a wasting, as they say. And I had always wanted to do a collaborative project sort of as a standalone thing. I mean, we've all, you know, I've always loved singing harmony on people's records here and there, and vice versa. But I've never sort of done a project where, you know, from zero to the end, you know, was a standalone project that was a true collaboration. And so, long story short, I started thinking about people that I have always loved and respected. And Julie and Corinne are two artists that I've always just felt that way about. And so it was really as simple as getting on a call with them and asking them if they'd be interested in doing something together. At that point, there was no form. There was no idea of how it would be, who would it entail. You know, it just, none of the details were, you know, in the clear. It was just an idea. But they were game. And so about a year later, we were together in Scotland for Celtic Connections, and we just did a one-off show where we, you know, did harmonies, yada yada yada, and then we went off to a very special place called Kinloch Moidart in the northwest of Scotland, a very remote house where they fed us and treated us like royalty, and it was just crazy beautiful. And we just played. We played music, we played songs of each other's, and we just sort of tried out the idea of doing things, you know, sonically, harmonically, you know, that sort of thing. And we loved the experience, and then did it again, and then a few years later, here we are with a record.
It is absolutely beautiful. I have to say, still very instinctively you, if I may say so.
Oh, well, I appreciate you saying that because I think I would apply that same thing to the other artists as well. While you may not be as familiar with them, if you were to do a deep dive into their work individually, you'd see that they are equally represented as themselves.
Well, yeah, but you see, musically, I've been hanging around with you since State of the Heart back in the Dark Ages. Do you know what I mean? So
It
goes back a ways. Yourself and John Jennings and all that carry on. And the image you paint is interesting. How remote was this? Because we can do good remote in Ireland too, you know, with your mate Bray Leanig. We can do that here. But how remote was this? Was this place that you were, the three of you?
It was very remote. I mean, it took almost 5 hours by car from Glasgow to get there.
Did you not feel you were kidnapped?
No. No, but the thing is, it was such a cool place because it was just this very beautiful old house that they have guests come to. But we were the only people there. And, you know, they, like I said, they fed us just amazing food. And they take us out on the boat, out on the loch that was like right on the Atlantic Ocean. The weather was just epic, you know, just the scenery was epic. And it just, you felt like you were in another world. And that, I think, you know, without being corny, I think that that really sort of helped the project to make us feel like we were inhabiting a different place for all of us.
Sure, and you were in company, particularly the company of people who understood it, like Karina.
Yes.
First track on it, Grá Gael, created, that's the opening track on the album.
Yes.
Which is a very fine piece. Can we just play a little piece of that, do you mind? Is that okay?
Oh, I'd love that. Please do.
Okay, here it is. Lucky for the Thread, Grá Gael McCree, that this is it, the opening track from the album with Julie Fellis, Kareem Polwart, and Mary Chapin Carpenter, who's with me now.
Shimmer, you gave me cursed me. And the Ranik Mishnach Farogarach Gyal Mokhdi with me.
That's Grá Gael McCree. Can I ask you about Looking for the Thread? One of the things I've loved about your music all through the years is how personal it is, how connected you are. When I would listen to you and others, we feel very connected to the songs that you write because that's desperately personal. And I remember last time we chatted, you were talking about being at home and just taking your own time, because you don't live in the centre of town either. So you don't. You live kind of outside and in your own world, if you will.
Yes.
And the lyrics of Looking for the Thread itself, there's a line in it where you talk about old letters never read. And I just kind of, I don't know, it just hits. You strike a chord every time. You're a disgrace.
Well, I... I adore you. The song to me, again, I don't like to dictate meaning, but I think it's fairly clear that the song is about being human and the things that we all share, the experiences that we all share as humans trying to just make it through this life. But at the same time, we don't want to feel alone. We want to recognize those things that connect us. And that's what, obviously, the phrase Looking for the Thread, it's about understanding the mystery of life as well as understanding where we fit in. And sometimes those experiences bring us pain. Sometimes they bring us joy, but that's the human experience. And so it just felt like a larger palette with which to name this record about all the different experiences, all the different feelings and emotions, and the hardships as well as the absolute joys.
Yeah, well, it really, because we had the album as Martin recommends as our album of the week. And it's funny
wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it had no effect on your sales, but we did our best. But it's interesting when you play a song and it hits you and you go, oh, that song. Because I remember talking about songs from the movie. And I lost my mum around that time. And I remember the song On and On It Goes and the impact that had in our lives, you know. And it's funny the way you connect to a song, you connect to a singer, you connect to a moment. And it stays with you. You never, every time I play that song, every time, because I play songs from the movie quite a lot, the album, on the radio, and every time I play that song, that image comes back to me. Isn't it funny?
Oh my goodness. Well, also, I think we talked about this again before when you and I were together in the studio, that, you know, it may seem like a bit of a cliche, but you know, cliches exist because they're true, and that is, the more personal something is, the more universal it is as well.
Well, that's exactly,
you know, it's like, so I don't think it's a surprise when we connect with something out there, you know, in that way, that seems to be deeply personal to the person who is, you know, offering it.
Because we are all connected, I suppose.
Exactly. Because we're all so much the same.
Yeah. For sure. At least we thought we were until recently. That's another conversation.
That's another conversation.
Indeed. This is Looking for the Thread. I've Mary Chapin Carpenter on the line with me.
Just looking for the thread that ties it all together. Old letters never read, old grudges burn to embers. Migration's overhead, beating wings of purple vespers. Did you jump or were you led? And does it even really matter? You're just looking for the thread that ties it all together. Against silver skies of lead, all the lies we come to shed like leaves from trees before the winter. I made a prayer from what you said that no one is ever dead, because time and love remember. Up ahead, tie your compass to some leather. We are marching to the edge in every kind of weather. If
life is but a pledge I have made mine from a feather and a ribbon for the thread that ties it all together. We're just looking for the thread that ties us all together. Looking for the thread all together. Looking for the thread that ties us all together.
They were just looking for the thread, the title track from the album. Now, look, you've come here twice and avoided us. I don't know how you've done it.
Oh, no.
You've done very well. What are the chances of you coming back to us in Ireland at all? Because this is quite the tour. You were here already. You were here last year. What are the chances of you coming and performing yourself in Ireland or doing a tour?
I've just gotten the sign from the manager across the room who says, thumbs up. It's a big thumbs up. So I'm going to take that to heart and say that it's a very good chance that we'll be back.
Well, it would be lovely because you could come into us then in the studio. We wouldn't be drinking alcohol, don't worry. But we would be in a position where we would have a nice time. And you could hang around for a bit.
I'd love that.
I would just love you to come and play again in Ireland, and I would love you to take those albums of yours, all those wonderful albums, again, and say, do you know what I'll do? I'll do something from The Dirt and the Stars. I mean, there's another song, Further Along and Further In, Further Along and Further In, Merciful Hour.
God.
Killers.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
No, but we played them on the radio. We know your music. We hear your voice, and you're very distinctive, and we're certainly delighted with ourselves. So we're great fans of yours here, but it would be lovely for you to come back and do a gig. So maybe you will. Maybe you will.
I absolutely hope we will, and I look forward to it.
Well, I'm going to finish up because I don't want to finish up, but I have to. But Send Love, I want to play Send Love. It's the last track on the album. And again, you hit the heartstrings. Dreams that never had a chance. I mean, where do you go with this stuff at all? You're just hitting people's... You're tugging at the heartstrings at a constant level, which is lovely.
Well, I have to tell you, and I think we talked about this when we were last together, but when people come up to you at, you know, after shows and they say, oh, that X song that just made me cry, and I look at them and I say, oh, I'm so happy that happened. As we all like to say, sad songs make us happy. And there's something about it. We all need it, right?
But you know what it is? It's a release as well. It's a release.
Exactly.
I feel better now because somebody else gets me, maybe.
Exactly. Maybe that's in all seriousness, I don't feel so alone in my emotions.
Because they're shared.
It's a real thing.
Well, listen, Mary Chapin Carpenter, you are a joy. Always are. And I look forward really to you coming back here and giving us a big concert and playing all those songs. Now, it would probably take about 17 hours to get through all your songs.
I'm ready for it.
Have the energy. Keep the faith. Enjoy your... And by the way, safe journeys back to America.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for remembering Ireland each time you travel. It's lovely. And I hope you'll come back.
It's a privilege.
Mary Chapin, God bless
you. Marty.
Take care. Bye.
Take care.
Here
bye-bye.
She is, sending love, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
They finally let you go.
Send love. failures chalked up to happenstance we'll never really know. Why the scars that we keep hidden are worse than what we show. Send love. Send love without conditions, all transmissions from messengers and servants. Love by air and wire through storms and fire. Postmarked urgent and baby to yourself this once to show you are deserving.